Welcome to Sustainable Photography. Can you believe that we're already at episode 15? The podcast is really performing beyond my expectations, and it's been ranking in the top 50% since day one. But I'd really love to hear what you think. And also, if you don't mind leaving me a 5-star review, that would be so amazing, and it would really do wonders for my confidence. Today is all about how you can use your website to book more of your dream clients. You're listening to Sustainable Photography, where you get support and education to build your profitable business in a way that supports your way of living. I'm Ingvild Kolnes, and after 11 years as a photographer, I want to share what I've learned with you. So if you're looking for confidence, inspiration, and to-the-point tips, keep listening. For full transparency, I also want you to know that I'm a mentor with paid offers, and I might mention some of those in this episode. There are so many ways you can market your business and get new clients, like using social media, paying to advertise, and attending events. In all of these examples, you're relying on someone else where you don't own your own platform. Your Instagram account could get shut down by a mistake. Facebook's algorithms can change at a moment's notice. And that wedding fair you attend every single year, it might decide to sell your spot to a different photographer next year. Your website, on the other hand, is all yours. If you're depending on social media to get booked, you have to keep posting to be seen. A post on Facebook or Instagram, it might only live for a day or two. But when it comes to your website, potential clients can find your content for months and even years to come. And even if you don't care about showing up in search results, having a good website can do wonders for your business, no matter how someone might find it. It can open up so many doors for you and your business. And you know what? It's not that hard or complicated. You can do so much with what you've already got. You don't need much tech knowledge or a fancy and expensive website. Just start using your favorite images in as small a size as you can get away with, and start sharing your knowledge. Write about things like how to choose a photographer or what to wear for your family session. There are still a few technical things involved though, so let's talk about how Google works and what you can do to increase the chance of showing up in search results. Google have these little bots they call spiders. They crawl the web looking for links. They then follow those links to the page and then put them into their index. So when you search on Google, you're not actually searching the whole web. You're actually just searching in Google's index. Whenever you write in a search term, Google looks through its index to find what you're looking for. The different pages are organized based on what they're about, and that's how they can show up in search results. Google also checks your website for its quality, like looking at, for example, how quickly it loads, when it decides what pages to display in a search result. You have to both have information that's relevant as well as a quality website. Your content has to be top-notch. Google's algorithms want to know that your content actually solves what their users are looking for and that it's not just clickbait. The longer you can keep visitors on your site, the better. A lot of the old tactics and strategies for getting your website to show up shouldn't be used at all, as they're actually trying to trick Google. You won't get away with it if you try, so I really don't recommend you taking any shortcuts. If you want to learn more about this, be sure to join the free website training I'm hosting next week. Your website can do so much in terms of you booking more clients, whether you care about getting found through search results or not. Small changes can make a huge impact, so head on over to the show notes to sign up for the free training and get the workbook delivered to your email. Google evaluates your website to see how many pages your website links to and how much engagement it can reach. When you link your pages together, you can tell Google what's related. That way, you can create a hierarchy of what content matters the most. A good linking strategy like this can really help your SEO. Did I forget to mention what SEO is? I think maybe I did. So, SEO is search engine optimization, which basically means like, what can you do to get Google to like your website and recommend it to others? And it sounds really technical, and some parts of it is a bit technical, but a lot of it isn't at all. And there's so much you can do that'll really help your chances of showing up in search results. If you believe that the photography market is too saturated and that there are just too many photographers around, then I've got some good news for you. The more photographers there are out there, the more specialized you can be. So if you're the only photographer specializing in helicopter elopements, or if you're the only photographer in your area that does boudoir in a designated studio, you have the upper hand. Instead of announcing that you're a wedding photographer, maybe you can specify that you're a wedding photographer for down-to-earth couples celebrating in barn venues in your area. That's an advantage because you'll be the expert. You'll be the preferred photographer for those wanting exactly what you have to offer. This depends on you being very clear about who your dream client is, though. So that means you know where they live, you know what they want and how you can help them, and so much more. I have a whole module dedicated to creating your dream client in my mentor program, Sustainable Photography. And it just so happens that a new round is about to start, so don't miss out. If you get on the waitlist now, there's a bonus waiting for you. So go to ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable. But okay, let's go back to search results. What pages actually show up when someone is searching? Take someone searching for London photographer. These words would need to appear on your website for you to have a chance of showing up. The spiders that I mentioned before, they check your titles and the text on your website, and they determine what your page is about. But using the right words is only the start. You still have to convince the spiders that you have great content worthy of showing up. And it also has to be better than a lot of other people's, especially if you live in an area with a lot of photographers. That's why narrowing down who you want to work with is such a good idea. Think about some keywords that people might search for to find you. Is it photographer? Is it family photographer? Is it family photographer in your area? Or is it a special kind of family photographer in your area, like film, boho, natural, traditional, lifestyle, you name it? The more specific you are, the easier it's going to be for you to show up for those search terms. Try to be as direct as possible and think of all the search terms that someone might use Google to try to find you. One of the most crucial factors in search engine optimization, SEO, is using relevant keywords. You want the keywords to be relevant to your photography business. Be sure to get specific about who you most want to work with. Remember, it's not about showing up, it's about showing up in front of the right people. You can pay to show up in Google Ads, but you can't pay to show up in organic search results. You have to do the work, or pay someone to do it for you if you prefer that. But either way, it includes having a quality website with good content. But it's so worth it. Having a quality website with quality content can help you win your clients over. Even if they didn't find you on Google, it's definitely worth it to have a good website either way. So make sure you sign up for the free 3-day training that starts on January 18th. My website used to be completely invisible in searches. I actually sat down and I scrolled through like 200 pages of search results trying to find my own website, and it wasn't there. But I did the work. I made sure I had good content. I improved my website. And before you know it, my website was ranking right up there on the first page when you would Google wedding photographer here in Norway. So that was such a huge step for me, not just because I'd worked really hard at it, but it just changed everything. Suddenly I could choose who I wanted to work with, who I wanted to take on. I could increase my prices by quite a lot. I was fully booked and I just had a lot more choices. I didn't have to do any active kind of marketing or advertising or anything like that. I would just get my clients on autopilot. And still to this day, even though I've become really lazy and I've completely stopped blogging or optimizing my website, I still get those leads falling into my inbox without me having to do any work for it. So I'm not saying it necessarily gets to be that easy. It can happen for you too if you just do a little bit of work now. And compared to the work you put into social media, this stuff is nothing. When your website is working for you, I want you to know that there's a lot more value in showing up online than reaching just those searching for a wedding photographer or a photographer in general in your area. Just imagine what can happen when you start creating content for those looking for a wedding venue or for inspiration about what to wear for a family session. There's so much you can do that'll help skyrocket your business, but like anything else, you have to do the work to see results. Okay, so let's just sum that up. Your content and your keywords, they have to be relevant in terms of what you want to be found for. The content that you have, it has to be quality. It's not enough that it's there, it has to be good. And so does your website. Make it as amazing as you can. Your website also has to have authority, which links going into your website will help you get. Remember that it's all about getting to page number one, because so few people will click to see what's on the next page. The quality of your website and how easy it is to use makes a huge difference in terms of you being able to book clients, whether you're found through search results or not. So work on your website and make it easy to use. I know how it is. Being a business owner can be very overwhelming. There's a lot to learn and a lot of things to do. You sometimes feel all alone and lost and wanting to give up more times than you can count. At least that's how it's been for me these last, 11 years now, I think. After all, you became a photographer to photograph, and now you're stuck with figuring out what to charge and how to do marketing, and fixing up your website is just one piece of the puzzle. You have so much on your mind, but you don't have to do it all alone. The long hours that you put in, they can be cut down, and you can, instead of struggling with marketing and numbers and all that stuff, you can fall back in love with photography instead of wondering where your next clients will come from. I'm happy to say that the Sustainable Photography Program is finally accepting new students again, and if you're curious about it, send me a DM or an email, and you can go to ingvildkolnes.com/sustainable to read more. If you join now, you'll get a review of your website as a limited time bonus. Thanks for listening to Sustainable Photography. Head over to Instagram at ingvildkolnes to tell me what you want future episodes to be all about. Check out the show notes over at ingvildkolnes.com/podcast. You can learn more about the Sustainable Photography Program and sign up for the waitlist there. To get more of this content, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Your support makes all the difference. Talk soon.